KNKX's Dick Stein knows what to do with too much zucchini, and food commentator Nancy Leeson says don't be chill about salad greens. If it grows, it's on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, I don't have to tell you that if you know someone who is growing zucchini, sooner or later they will present you with a zucchini the size of a contrabass bassoon.
And how do you play with that, Stein?
Zucchini crab cakes. They really taste and have the texture of real crab cakes. There's no crab in it, just zucchini, a lot of it. And I made them. Remember we did the show about that a few years ago?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to do that, but I haven't done it yet, so maybe this is the summer.
Oh, yeah, you've never done it? You should do it. It's really fun. It's pretty much just like any crab cake recipe, except instead of crab, you use a shredded zucchini. What really gives it its flavor is the Old Bay spice. And this time around, I added a little fish sauce, too, for a more piscatorial flavor profile. I took some pictures. I'll put them on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org, along with a link to the recipe that I used, and there's a lot of them all over the web.
You know, this year, all I'm doing is container gardening, and one of the things that I'm growing are little gem lettuces, these beautiful little lettuces.
Hold on a second. You said gem lettuces. Is that just your own word, or is there such
a
thing?
No, that's the name of it. They're called little gems, pretty little baby lettuces.
Oh.
And I can go to the farmer's market and get the most amazing lettuces right now for really the same price I would get at the supermarket. Last week, I got two huge iceberg lettuces. They were glorious.
I love iceberg lettuce, and I'm so glad it's finally getting the love and respect it deserves.
Yes, we've been giving it that love and respect for a long time. But I bought other types of loose leaf lettuces, and one of the things that I'm finally taking my own advice, which is when I bring them home, I clean them right away, dry them in the spinner, use some paper towels, and put them in a big plastic container so that all week long I have fresh salad ready to roll.
Well, that's pretty good, but I think we're doing a little bit better, Ms. Leeson. All we have to do when we need lettuce is just go right out the kitchen door where De Groot has got a giant pot full of these microgreens. Beat that for fresh.
That might be fresh, Stein, but isn't it like Lilliputian salad?
No,
microgreens?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know why they call them microgreens. They look pretty big to me. I mean, it's not like a big head of iceberg. And they're not those little teensy-weensy frou-frou things.
Really? But you know what, Stein? I bought a couple of boxes of microgreens at a farmer's market on Whidbey Island when I was visiting a couple weeks ago. And I kept them out just to decorate so that I could look pretty, like a little restaurant.
What, did you wear them on your head like Carmen Miranda? The one thing I'd never had was beet greens. De Groot has loved them for years, but we've never grown beets because we both don't like beets. But now we have a friend who does. So we're growing beets, a lot of them, and we're giving her the beets, and we're keeping the greens. Cook them like any other kind, like collards or mustard greens or whatever. Got a great flavor, and actually, I think we've been eating more beet greens than we have lettuce.
And sometimes you learn a little something about lettuce that you didn't know. Mac and I were out to dinner at Cafe Juanita several weeks ago, and he had this most amazing Caesar-like salad with hearts of romaine. There was like an anchovy dressing and some very good Parmesan. The secret was that the romaine was kept at room temperature so that it wasn't ice cold. Mac said, and I agreed, that it was some of the most tender romaine he'd ever had.
You know, I've been fighting this fight with De Groot for years. She likes to serve a salad straight out of the fridge, and I think room temp is the only way to go.
This time, Stein, I have to admit, you're you're right.
With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Let us entertain you.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Hey, it's cold in here. Would you turn up the beat?
Stein.